Do you have one of those relationships where it just vibes, just flows? Like your conversations are so easy, so relaxed. You just get each other and you go back and forth. You have such respect for the other person and what they have to say, and you want to hear and know what they're going to say. And there's no tension, no competition, no comparison. And there's no like, stepping on eggshells, wondering if the next sentence is going to blow up and it could turn into something that you have to feel bad about or feel sorry about or just feel yuck about at the end of the conversation. Well, Wonderful Morrison is my guest today, and she's one of my friends who is just easy. It's just easy, but she has such great wisdom too at the same time. And I really believe that when you have genuine, real inner peace, the conversations are going to just flow and not be competitive. There's not going to be this tension or this misunderstandings. There is no need for misunderstandings because you have grace and allowance for the other person just to show up as they are. So today we're talking about inner peace and how it relates to our businesses, our past businesses, and how we used to be in the past, and how inner peace has changed and transformed our businesses now and our relationships in the past and relationships now, especially with our spouses and our kids. And if you're in any of those categories and want more ease, flow, and just relaxed non-tension in any of those areas of your life, please stay tuned. But first, let's take a moment to breathe, bring the breath of life, invite the breath of life into our mind, soul, and our body. Take a deep breath in. Inhale, invite the breath of life to just give you a beautiful, relaxed state of mind. With this next inhale, feel every cell, tissue, muscle, bone, molecule in your body light up with full health, wealth, and well-being. Last deep breath in, inviting peace to be the center of every conversation, every relationship, of every thought and action in your day, and let that be your guiding north today. Stay tuned after these messages. Come on back.
If your mind and spirit has been overwhelmed with fears, anxieties, stresses, worries, and even self-sabotage, book your session on slayandshine.com/book-your-sessions.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Slay and Shine, Inner Peace, Soul Care. This is your wonderful friend, Clemence Labrides, and my wonderful friend, Wonderful Morrison. She is here to talk to us about her ways of using inner peace in her life, in her family, and her business. She is a brand and marketing strategist for women in business. And we kind of came from the same background in fitness. We owned our own gyms for a long period of time. When I veered off to in the midst, I still had my gym. And you did too when you decided, you were totally done. Oh.
Yeah.
But then you also have been going through your own soul journey, which is very interesting because you're using some of those techniques. You've had to use some of those techniques with clients, But then it also has brought you to this new place in your life, another evolution.
Yeah.
Which is creating you to explore again. So tell us, tell us a little bit more of what you do and who you are, and then I have questions to ask.
First of all, thank you so much for inviting me to be here, to be a part of your community. And it's always such a joy to talk to you. Like, before we even hit record, we're already like in such a expansive conversation, and it's like wait.
Let's so press record because it's good stuff.
So I got into this online space. I consider myself an online educator for women in business. Like, the company I started initially was business coaching, but it's turned into a online education platform. So I really want to put out there a way. I kind of deem it as a revolutionary way to do business, because women do business differently in general, right? You're always going to need operations and marketing and finance and leadership, but how it's being done is not necessarily masculine. Mm. And you really brought that to light because of the direction you were moving. Like, you really brought out the idea of the divine, sacred, feminine power. And that's what I believe my soul journey was, because I'd always been, you know, fitness is a very masculine industry. Yeah. So I just knew how to do it in that way, like number crunching, right? You're following data, your analytics, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But when I was trying to teach women that, it was a hard concept to grasp, because women just don't think that way on a natural basis. And then I found it frustrating because there was conflict.
Well, like, we were naturally thinking that way.
Yeah, right? And then that brought the evolution of that soul journey of, wait, I can meet them where they're at and they can still grow their business and create incredible profit. It just doesn't have to be done the way I was taught. So then I had to assess myself, right? Assess myself. And that's where the inner peace really, really showed up, because I was like internally like, wait, what? No, it should be about money. It should be about this, but that's the shoulds.
Yeah.
Right. But when I really look at my soul and my heart, what does business mean to me? And it's an exchange of value and energy, and I don't want to work with women who are not in the same vibrational frequency as I am. You know, it's that whole thing was so new.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? What is that?
That's because we were raised in a culture and a time in history where the masculine way of doing business was the only way of doing business. So it was, it didn't matter if you were a match for your customer. It only mattered that you had the customer and that they paid you money.
Yes.
And because the money was the end result that you're going for, and the numbers, stats, and all of that. But the times have changed. The energy of the planet is raising in frequency. So the balance of masculine and feminine are starting to, or has for a few years now, has been starting to level, or at least rise in the feminine, so that we can be both left and right brain hemisphere even. And it's taking some women that were like us, who operated in masculine more often. It took some work. Let's just
Right. It really took that soul journey. I really love that. It really took that soul journey. And it's interesting, because I was working with clients as I was going through the soul journey.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an interesting space in itself, because that's how I was able to solidify, like, I can choose who I work with.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't so much driven in, I got to meet the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it still meets the numbers. It's just, that's not the focus, right? The focus is the enjoyment of building the business, which then really offered that inner, like, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay that I choose who I work with. Because my first business, it wasn't really by choice. It was just
survival,
acquisition, right? Like accumulation, acquisition, meeting the numbers. And then it's like the arranged marriage. I'll just grow to love you type of relationship where I feel like this new business is birthed in, I'm going to marry you from love.
Yeah.
Like, because I love you, not because I have to.
Well, then it sounds like there's more peace.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, because would you interpret that the peace is like, I just trust that the right people are coming. I have faith that if I work with the people who are meant for me and I'm meant for them, not just because, oh, they found me and I even though we don't match, I'm gonna have to do this business anyway. Which I mean, we've learned for years in business when we had our gyms that when we had the wrong people in our establishment, it never turned out well anyway. Like it was always pulling teeth to get them to do what they said they wanted to do. It's like we had to hold their hand through everything, but the right people that we say, like, I mean, that's great for those coaches who like to hold hands and who like to nurture. And I like to nurture, but I don't want to coerce you to do the thing that you say you want to do.
Right. I think there's a way we can lovingly guide.
Yeah.
And then there's the forced.
Yeah.
And I've raised three kids. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm done. So going back to now that you found more feminine energy, or you connected to your feminine energy and the divine feminine within you, you're operating business with more peace. Which means you're now okay. Like you said, I'm okay. I'm going to be fine if I only focus on who is the right match for me. But how is it also affecting your relationship with your clients and also in your household?
Oh my gosh. So I've always felt powerful. Like powerful is kind of synonymous to my being, right? Like the word power, and not in an egotistical way, but more of kind of like I'm courageous and brave, that kind of thing. Internally, I've felt this way, like, okay, I can match challenges really well. However, inner peace is true power. Like I've never felt such core, true aligned power in a way where it's like, I'm not just here to help you drive results. We're here to do it together.
Yeah.
Like we're doing this. Like when we're talking to each other as women, like, you got this, let's high five each other, let's hold hands. And no. Convincing ourselves that that's who we are is logical. But being that version of you, you don't get to opt out, right? My clients don't get to opt out. Like, I don't know, maybe. No, you're walking into the space where you are now responsible for your own power and what you want.
Yeah.
And together, two powerful individuals creating is limitless. It's a space of true empowerment, all driven by inner peace versus force.
I feel the same way in my marriage. Like,
and then it filters out into that, right?
Like, you do you, like, boo, and I'll do me, and I don't have to control how you do you. We're just gonna end up in the same. We're going from A to B. We're going to the A to Z, but how you get to Z is I'm trusting that you are gonna get there. I have faith that you're gonna get there, and I don't have to micromanage you all along the way.
Oh my gosh. Totally. And you know, for years, because like you, my husband and I built the business together, for years we would try to convince ourselves of like, okay, we're only going to work to this time and we're going to take these days. Like, but it never really worked out because you were just still, oh, wait, just one more hour. Now that commitment, like I don't work past 5 o'clock. I don't work Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like I don't, but I don't feel guilt.
Oh my God.
I don't feel this guilt. I don't feel this like, oh, did I send that other email? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I have such peace about it and I'm good. Like we actually are now the couple that has shows that we've.
I know. We
for
too.
For years we never did that.
Oh my God. Right? It's so funny. I can relate. Now we have shows we watch together.
Yeah, that was and in peace.
Yeah,
like we're not forcing it to happen. We're not putting in the calendar date nights.
Yeah,
remember those?
Oh,
days?
I know. But don't you think before it felt like survival?
Oh,
like I had 100%. To stay up late and make the newsletters on top of already having to work all day with the clients at the. It's like. I have to do this accounting and the bookkeeping, you know.
Yeah. Everything felt, I read this book called Power versus Force.
Oh, yes.
And at first it didn't make any sense to me. I was like, okay, I get
science-y.
That, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I have the information. But now that I live in it, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's more feminine, wow. The flow. Shifting
yes.
The frequency. Shifting your vibration to a different frequency will get the results that matches that frequency. But I think what people get lost at, and that's why it's nice to have a coach, especially in business, is mm-hmm. sometimes your vision gets really blurry because there's so many distractions of what we see on Instagram and how business is supposed to look, or we look on TV and we see all these great business women on the magazines, and then we're like, well, that's how do I get that? And so we right. forget to tune into our own soul, our own self, to create what's trying to manifest from ourself. And
yeah.
And so then we're out of peace because we're like, oh my gosh, I have to do this.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like that. And this business coach said to do it this way. And then that person said to do it that way. Even marriage.
And then you're awake at 3 a.m. laying there going, oh.
Yeah. Oh no, my husband comes down. You're still awake? Typing, I'm like, he would always say, you'd be more productive if you just go to sleep and try instead of forcing that email or forcing that newsletter. But I love that you said, I have my boundaries now. And I'm, mm-hmm. and what I think the difference between before and now is before we were afraid that if I didn't do mm-hmm. this, then I would lose. There's a sense of fear of loss. Where now you're
yeah.
like, okay, I'm shutting off at 5 o'clock. We're going, you know,
yeah.
and that's, I'm at peace with that because you have this faith and trust that business will still show up. Even that email will still be there tomorrow. That newsletter will still be there tomorrow. And I don't have to
yeah.
go, you know, like I'm at this point where, man, do I want to go live today? Let me ask my soul. No, I don't feel like it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, one of the conversations we had a couple of years ago is you said, I was asking you something and you were like, you know what? I need you to just be quiet and close your eyes and ask your higher self. And I remember going, okay, what do you mean? Like, do I see something? Do I hear it? What is that?
Yeah.
Right. And you didn't really go into explanation. You were just like, I just need you to be still and be quiet and then just ask and it'll come to you. So then I'm like, oh God, I need the details. Like, is it going to come in a little voice, a big voice, whatever. But I did it and it did happen. I mean, it took longer than it should because I'm inside my head going, where does it look like? Right.
Yeah.
But then when I finally just got so exhausted asking inside and got really quiet, it did show up.
Yeah.
It did show up. And I thought, oh, this is a new practice. So now I do that every time I like, should I go live? Or because there's days where I'm, yeah, I should. Oh my gosh, I need to promote that. And then I don't. And I'm just like, okay, I'm in peace. And then the conversations that happen after are way much more meaningful because it's not forced. Yeah. It's just more kind of like, oh, then you are the client I needed. Yeah. I didn't have to go online and go hunt down clients. You are actually the client I was looking for. I just didn't know I didn't need to do that, because I think that inner peace really it aligns you.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about alignment all the time and authenticity and vulnerability. And here's something I'm going to say a little crass. We have a tendency to be prostituting that out.
Right.
Like we're just throwing it out there as if it's a thing.
Yeah, but we're not even doing it.
Yeah, it's an intimate space. It's very intimate. It's very personal. And when it's intimate and personal, you have to be with yourself.
It's not scripted.
That's the only space to be vulnerable and authentic.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to convince the world I'm vulnerable and I'm authentic.
Right.
I just should show up as that.
Yeah.
And people get it. That's inner peace. That is what I learned through this whole process of that soul journey is, and the interesting thing is I actually have made more money.
I was going to say, don't you find that you like, I'm just sitting here doing a puzzle at the table this morning and someone sends me a friend request and then sends me a DM asking, you know, I have six friends, we want to come and do a sound bath. And I had such a great experience, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, and I didn't send a newsletter. I didn't make a post for 3 days.
Right? No, I before when we were running our other business, it was always like, oh man, how are we going to pay for tickets to go here? And da, 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 right? Like you're always trying to like budget your travel. I have my grandbabies moved across country. I literally see them once a quarter for months.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. Everything was always so limited in the past. If we had to go see, to travel, to experience life. Now it's like a no-brainer. It's just like, oh yeah, quarter two, I'm going to go see them at blah, blah, blah time. And this is how long we're going to stay. And oh my gosh.
Don't you think that limited energy or that limited fear that we had, the fear that we had that created the limited energy within us then created limitations in our life. And then now it's like, oh, I can still turn off at 5 o'clock. And we're not saying be lazy, because if you put out lazy energy, you're going to get lazy money coming back. We're not saying don't do nothing, because laziness is going to beget lazy. You're going to reap the rewards of laziness. We're saying be authentic, meaning if you don't have nothing to say, or if you're just scripting, and because someone else says this is what the topics you need to talk about today, or you need to show up every single day because you have to, then it doesn't feel good anymore.
The forced part. And it actually makes you a better business owner from that space, because there is all kinds of resources. I post every day, but I really don't post every day, because I'm on an automation program where I spend, you know, Sundays curating what I want to put out for the week. And then it just automatically pops up because I pay $40 a month for this program and it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because then I don't do the stress of every day going, oh my God, I have to show up and I have to do this. It just makes me a better business owner by knowing that, oh, this is where I invest my money into, is this space where I can still be relevant and be consistent, but I'm not stressing myself out trying to come up with content on a day-to-day basis.
For the pressure of it,
yeah.
And they should, anything and that comes
worth
from
40
pressure.
Bucks? Yes.
Oh yeah, totally worth 40 bucks. And just remembering that whatever is birthed from that frequency or vibration of pressure is going to, you're going to get back in either the client that ends up working with you is going to not be the most funnest client to be with. But let's talk about when you're out of inner peace, because we're kind of already hitting that and it happens. We're not, you know, like
life.
We live on this planet in this dimension. Yeah. So when there's times in your business or your family or your relationships that inner peace gets shook, how do you get back to center? How do you get back to that part of your heart where you're back in the, you're not in your brain space anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Because I find that when we get out of peace, it's because we're living more in the brain space and we have left the heart space. So how do you get back to center? Yeah. How do you get back to your heart when you're so up in your brain?
So in my soul journey, I really discovered a lot more of myself in a different way. So I have always been a student in terms of personal development, right? Like I'm front row. Oh, I'm going to do this. But the soul journey was just a different arena for me where it was a deep level assessment of me. And what I found is I am a constant tornado. I love to exist that way. Like, that's just me, that I was born that way. I came out the womb.
It's addictive too. Like the brain wasn't created to be in that space, but the addiction, the high from it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. However, there's that space of like, if it's too much, like anything, right? It just, that's where the anxiety and the whole overwhelm thing comes in. And when I found this space of inner peace, I honestly thought I was dying when I found inner peace. Cause I was like, why is everything so calm? Like, what is happening? Yeah. Like, I felt like that day there was no battles to fight. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? So when I learned that was inner peace, I found, I was already doing things to ground myself. I just didn't know they were grounding practices.
Like what?
And so I love classical music. Mm-hmm. So I've always been where if I'm working too much, the one more email. Throughout my life, I always am like, okay, I just need to listen to something that has no words, that has no fast beats, that's just Mozart-y.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I love the violin.
But I didn't know that was a practice to get myself grounded. Mm. But once I figured that out, I'm like, I can put that into my daily life because my out of inner peace is an hour by hour. Like I'm like that person. So for me, classical music is and going for a walk in nature. I'm very fortunate that I live by a lot of small trails that is very woodsy. So it's like a 2-second walk to go into the woods. So now that's what I do. If I really need to like not be overwhelmed, I have to physically remove myself and walk amongst the trees and just sit there in their stillness.
Oh, such good advice.
And that is like, okay, I'm good. My husband knows too. Because, you know, we've been together like you. We've been together long enough. He's like, maybe we should put some Beethoven on or there's go hug a tree or something.
Yeah.
So that's been a way to help me really get back into inner peace. And it's not for everyone, right? Like one of my best friends, she needs to be by water.
Yeah.
Like she, for her, when things are really, she will drive however many hours it is to get to that water. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And then I have another friend who just needs, she draws, you know, those books now that have been really popular.
The meditation coloring books. Yeah.
Oh, she has like stacks of them. That doesn't work for me. Like the coloring doesn't work for me. Like I love the ocean, but I'm not willing to do the drive.
Yeah.
So I've found ways that works for me.
Yeah.
Right. And those two things have been very effective for me getting back into my inner peace.
That's a good tip. And I want to encourage people too, that what works for you today may mutate depending on what your soul needs, what frequency, like the water has a different frequency than the trees mm-hmm. in the forest. It has different, yeah. like mountains have a different frequency. So it depends on where, what your soul is going through right now and what download of information it needs mm-hmm. from the different earth elements. So, and it could change. You know, because yeah. I like it now I'm back good. To doing art, and I haven't done art in more. I don't know if you saw on, I've been posting
I
my.
Did. It's amazing, and, by the way.
And I haven't done art in over 25 years because I got really self-conscious back in the day. I'm like, oh, my parents sent my sister to college and she took art school and I'm not good at it. So I love watching people. And I appreciate art, but I just discounted myself out when I mm-hmm. first started in my early 20s, and then somehow it just came back last year. It hasn't even been a full year, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is kind of a meditation for me now. Another you know, besides yes. dance, besides singing bowls, besides sitting mm-hmm. quietly cross-legged, besides now doing yeah. puzzles, it's like all these different techniques to get us back
to help.
Yeah, yeah. But and it they just came. It didn't, it wasn't mm-hmm. like, oh, I feel like I need to, I'm craving art. It was just like sometimes when you're so in, yeah. not sometimes, when you're so in tune to your soul, it brings it to you. Somehow you can see it appears oh in God. Front of you and you're like, oh, that's what I need. I'll follow that breadcrumb now and see where it goes.
Totally. That, and it's interesting you say that because since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to play the piano. So when I was a kid, my mom, you know, got me lessons, but I'm also dyslexic. So I couldn't read notes really well. So it was frustrating. So then I just told myself, oh, I'm stupid. I can't read music notes. So I just stayed away from it. And through this soul journey, as I'm finding inner peace, and there's just some days I can't get myself to go outside in the rain because
right.
I don't want right. to. But so, but I didn't know what else. But like you said, your soul just kind of spoke to you and said, and then my son wanted a piano for his 15th birthday. So we got it and we kept it because I was like, oh, I love this. Girl, I can play.
Really?
I can play the piano now. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, and it felt so natural, like I understood it. And mind you, I'm not reading notes because I follow some
the program that thing know, that the, teaches you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Push the button.
Yeah. Do that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was shocked at my own self and I was like, did I just play Chopin there for a minute? Now I'm learning Beethoven.
Wow.
Oh my God. I'm freaking myself out.
And it wasn't on your life plan. You didn't put it on your vision board. You didn't put it on your bucket list. You didn't put it wasn't a plan. No. It was just no. When you are so connected to your soul and the inner peace mm-hmm. that's in your soul, things appear. And I don't know if it was just social media that said, oh, here's paint. And I don't even follow artists, but then all of a sudden I'm following all the artists on, and then now
I'm playing the music that puts me at ease mm-hmm. but now I'm not just listening to it, I'm becoming a part yeah. of it because the vibration through my fingers and in my soul
yeah.
and it feels so good. And then like one day I was, you know, I was going through whatever, I was having technical issues. And instead of throwing my computer, I decided I'm going to sit in front of the piano. And I just started playing it. And at the end, my son comes down and he goes, that was really good, Mom.
Oh my God.
You did it.
Yay.
And I was like, I was so lost in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even, kind of like how you were talking about your art. You get so lost in it, you don't even realize. And people are like, wow, that's so amazing. Yeah. God, that's beautiful. And you're like, oh, I was kind of in my peaceful trance. Mm-hmm. I was in that trance of, I'm just feeling the music. I'm just feeling it. I'm not even trying to make myself learn.
Yeah. And you're doing it for yourself. Like I'm doing the yes. art for myself, not mm-hmm. so I can get a new client or so someone.
Yeah.
But then people DM me and like, oh, can I buy that? I'm like, oh, okay. But now that I realize, if I would just put myself first more often, think about my needs. What does my soul need? Well, how do I honor my soul instead of how do I take care of you? How do I support you? How do I, you know, we had lived so many years on the external and focused on the external. Now it's time to like focus on the internal, and look what happens. We end up supporting people anyway.
Yeah. And the other thing I found is when I was living from that external ego, you know, mind space, I needed more validation from the world. Now that I'm living from an internal space, I feel more abundantly whole.
Oh my gosh.
That I validate externally versus needing it.
Yeah.
Like I'm really at peace with, whether you tell me I'm cool or not, doesn't matter. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. It just so shows again that what you said earlier, like, oh, I'm going to be okay if I don't work with you. Like there is this piece of, because I'm doing this to honor my soul, to honor my truth, to honor my needs, which is joy, love, and peace.
Yes.
Then I'm okay with not working with everybody. And then in turn, you end up like people just contacting you out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like one of my commitments to myself, after I had COVID a couple of years ago, right at the beginning of COVID, I got COVID. One of my commitments to myself is I am just not going to work with anybody who I wouldn't be friends with.
That's a good one.
Right. Like that was just one of the things, because I think I had such an askewed idea of what friendship looked like that I didn't want that to be an unhealthy space for me as I moved into this professional space of, connection.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want it to be just like this fake connection of like professional and personal connection. I wanted it to be cohesive with me.
Yeah.
Like you're going to get me.
Well, that's why I stopped doing the networking groups and stopped actually. That's why I stopped hosting networking groups. I just felt like it was so fake. Like, you know, you had to show up to be a certain way that people want you to be or need you to be so that they can get what they need and want from you. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to stop this. It just doesn't fit with me. But I love what you said is if it feels like if I don't enjoy spending time with you as a friend, then I won't enjoy that time together. Then that translates to I won't enjoy my life, because my life is my time. Yeah. My life is my time. So
yeah,
if we're spending time together and it's not matching, or if it doesn't feel good, or if it's not, I don't have this, we're not vibing and connecting, then I want to live my life.
Well, and I feel like I read this book called The Way of Integrity by Martha Beck, and I didn't know it then, but the reason I committed to that, because I think when you are faced with, you could potentially die from a virus that you didn't incur or want or whatever, right? And the world was falling apart. I don't want to betray myself anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done in this whole betrayal, because like you said, if I'm willing to betray myself and be like, well, I don't really want to work with you, but I want your money. What am I attracting? I'm attracting the very same thing. I'm trying.
That's the prostitute. I forgot what book that was, but it's the prostitute archetype. Like it's a transaction of because I need this, I'm going to be this for you. But you're not.
Yeah.
There's different archetype characters that we play. And when we do that role of transactional, I'm going to be what you need just so I can get your money. It's the prostitute archetype. I can't remember the book. When I find it, I'll send it to you.
That really got me when I was like, oh my gosh, when I was going through the soul journey of self-assessment, that deep layer of self-assessment, I'm like, where else do I betray myself? You know? And then I think that's why the inner peace, even my romantic relationship, like I've been with my husband for 27 years, but I honestly feel like I'm really with him now.
Oh my gosh. I swear we're twins.
Like, I feel like, what were we doing before? But now I feel I enjoy my time with him. And like what you were saying, I didn't realize how much I was micromanaging. And now I don't, it's just freedom. Yeah. Like, oh, I have so much more freedom, so much more space. And I really enjoy our time together.
And then they feel the respect. They feel respected. Oh, they feel honored because we honored ourselves. We respected ourselves that we're like, okay, no more micromanaging. Let's just, I trust you. I have faith in you. And then now they feel manlier. So now our relationship is closer. God.
Yeah. He's saying that, like, I'm not saying that he's not a romantic kind of guy or whatever, but you know, those kind of compliments were far and few between when you're busy and living life and doing this thing. And now he says it so much more often. And you crave that in a relationship. And now it's just become more natural.
Without us telling them to do it.
Yeah. And it's, and he apologizes without me prompting him, like, where before he's like, well, you know, that requires an apology. And then when he did, I'd be like, well, that doesn't count because I had to tell you to apologize. Where now it's so much more natural and it's like, it feels our intimate level there's no gaps now because those emotional spaces are being filled.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like, I don't need to read one more marriage book. I'm good.
It feels like there's more of a flow as opposed to a force. Instead of force, there's flow. And that's all because we just surrendered and let go. And
And that inner peace, even in parenting, like I have adult children. And I thought I'd worry more because, now I can't control them.
They're not home.
Because they're adults. They can do whatever. But it's so fascinating. I still watch a lot of detective shows and true crime pod. I still listen to that. But I'm not afraid of that happening. I'm just more entertained now. Okay. Like, oh, man. Whereas before, I literally would check if the windows were closed. Should I nail this thing in? And it's not. So then my relationship with my kids isn't like, you have to tell me because I need to assess my fear level. Mm. It's more of like, I want to be a part of your life.
So
I just need you to share with me because I want to be a part of your life so I can support you, not so I can control you.
I love that. That's huge. I need all the details so I can assess my fear level. There's no peace in that.
Does it sound like that true crime I was just listening to or what? Because that's how I used to be. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I need you to call me every single day because I need to know how you are. So I know how much of a parent to work, like what kind of.
Yeah.
Like people used to tell me all the time, you don't watch the news? I'm like, no. Well, don't you need to know what's going on? I'm like, I already know what's going on. The same thing has always been going on forever. Same thing last year and the same thing the last year before. Whatever is totally out there in the news, it will end up on something that I'm reading anyway. So,
yeah.
I don't need to control. I can't do anything about it anyway besides pray.
Yeah.
I mean, I pray. So.
And like this other thing of like where I needed my kids to call me every single day, like you're saying, just so I know what they're doing, where now they call me every day because they want to, not because they have to.
Oh,
right.
Such a different frequency.
Now it's like they just want to. They just like, Mom, why aren't you answering your phone? I'm like, dude, I'm busy.
It's a deeper relationship. It's like, oh my gosh, it's more of an intimate, because now you're intimate with yourself.
Oh,
with your own
gosh.
Soul.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
my God.
Yeah.
Totally. My middle daughter, she's in South Carolina now, and she was telling me about some kind of conflict with a friend that she had going on that's asking her for support. She goes, Mom, what should I tell her? Should I, how should I help support this? And I was telling her, I go, you, there's the best advice I think all of us need to wrap our heads around is you are at the center of all of your chaos and you are at the center of all of your happiness.
Right.
And there's no amount of anything anybody's going to say or do. There's not one more book. There's not one more convention. There's not one more seminar. If you don't first recognize you're at the center of all of your good and bad.
Yeah.
And if you make peace with that, that's the beginning stage of that space of self-love, self-care, self, anything that is self-related can't be forced. You have to first come to terms with you're it.
Yeah.
There's no one else involved. Hey, you're it.
Totally opposite from what we were taught. We were taught we weren't the center of the universe, and now we're learning, I think we are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a great note to end on. Thank you, friends. Remember that it is an internal work on the internal first, because forcing the external, forcing the relationships, forcing the business, forcing everything, forcing the money is a fear. It's a fear trigger. It's a fear response. And once you learn to live from fear or move out of fear and into peace, the relationships, the money, everything is richer and deeper and more enjoyable, don't you think? Like now we can enjoy, we can actually feel fulfilled. Like I actually now feel satisfied and fulfilled, as opposed
100%.
To even if I made more money or even if I had more sex. It's not going to make you feel fulfilled, because the relationship within ourselves is not there. So wonderful, Morrison. Please tell everybody where they can find you when they want a...
No. Just kidding.
Not everybody. Just those who match wonderful Morrison. You've listened to her enough today, so you know if you're a vibrational match to her. And if you are, please find her where.
Yeah. Find me on Facebook under Wonderful Morrison or... Lead Her Academy, and that's also Instagram, any social medias, Lead Her Academy or Wonderful Morrison.
And you've got some great programs coming up in the pipeline here soon.
Yes, I'm really excited. One of my newest things that I am putting out into the world in terms of vibrational connection is sage leadership, because I think leadership is very similar to business, where we have only been taught one way to lead, like, again, force, right? And I think leadership, again, is inner. If you are not leading yourself, who can you lead?
Exactly. Oh, we learned that at PSI.
Yep.
At PSI. That's right. Okay, friends. And you can find me on slayandshine.com, Slay and Shine Sound Bath on Facebook, and just Slay and Shine everywhere. So much love to you all. Peace and blessings. Take care of your soul. Give yourself grace. And always, always shine from your heart and be led by your soul. Much love, everyone.